Praise God. Well, I'm glad for the Lord, aren't you? Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you that God is on your side. Hallelujah. And you know, throughout my childhood I loved playing sports. Yeah. Couldn't hit the ball as far as others. Couldn't throw the football as far as others. Yeah. But that really didn't matter to me. What mattered to me was when they started picking the teams, I usually was down further a little bit of the ones that was picked, which was bad, you could say, or you could say it was good, because I watched. Yeah. I saw the team that I saw, who was on whose side.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, when it came time to get that the guys were getting lower and the picks were starting to get a little vast. You know what I did? I saw that whose side I wanted to be picked. Huh? I started hiding. And then when that team that I wanted to be on, when it was their turn to pick, I stepped out a little bit. I kind of hid.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on here now.
On.
And then when it was the time, you know what I wanted? I wanted to be on the winning team.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said I wanted to be on the winning team.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you that God is on your side. I think that's pretty much a winning team to me. And you know what? We don't have to hide. He said, whosoever will. Hey, who wants to join the team? Who wants to win? Oh, come on here now tonight. I said, who really wants to win? Well, I feel the Holy Ghost here. I feel like the Lord wanted to do something in this service here tonight. From what I've been hearing out west and down south a little bit in Arkansas, is everybody's been needing rain. So guess what we heard tonight? So God provided rain on the outside, but God ain't just limited to the outside. He specializes. Well, I want the Lord to help us here, don't you? Hallelujah. It is so good and an honor to be back at Bethel Chapel again. And with my friends, Brother Dave and Sister Ruthie. And I told him after he introduced me, I said, man, I appreciate the young. I don't get called young man no more, Harley. I turned 40 this year, and so, you know, I'm starting to know you cannot take that back. Hallelujah. I had my phone recording that one so I could get back home and play it. I told him back home. I said, you know, I'm not too worried about turning 40. Kind of excited because you see, I've had the same hairdo for quite a while, and my age is starting to catch up with my hairdo, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But we are glad to be here and glad to see all you all, and it's just a privilege to serve God, ain't it? Hallelujah. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how He raised me, how He healed me to the uttermost, or how He filled me with the Holy Ghost. When I think about the Lord, hallelujah. What's the verse? How He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. And then here's the part. And when the little kids were singing, got to the chorus, I looked around and myself, too. We kind of got a little smile on our face. Why? Because they got to that part where they said, it makes me want to shout. How excited are you? It makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Oh, God. My heart was quaking as a little kid was saying, Lord, let me be just excited. Hallelujah. As I was when I first realized what you've done for me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the Lord, aren't you? Amen. Praise God. Thank you for the offer. May the Lord bless you. You're giving. And, boys, it's good to see everybody. And also, especially good to see Brother Sister Blue. My heart was glad to see Blue. Hallelujah. But it's so good to see them and an honor to see them. And it's just good to be here tonight. Turn with me to Mark, chapter number 5. I felt like the Lord wanted me to go this route. I wanted to call Brother Dave. I called Brother Dave on Wednesday. We've been trying to get together for a little while, and just didn't work out. But I called on Wednesday, I believe. The only number I had was the church number. And so I wasn't for sure, but I felt like if I got to come, that God laid a message on my heart to preach. And it seemed like the service was going that way tonight. And I love it when that happens. So we'll see what the Lord can do here tonight. Mark chapter number 5 here tonight. Stand with me, if you will, for the reading of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Mark, chapter number 5, verse number 25. The Bible says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, suffered many things and many physicians, has spent all that she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself the virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?" Praise God. Now who touched it? Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and behold thy..." But just a little while here tonight, I want to preach on from his presence to his power. From his presence to his power. Would you stretch your hands this way? Ask the Lord to help us here for just a little while, Father. Coming for you, Lord, grateful for you being blessed. I realize, Lord, that without you, I'm nothing. Now I realize, Lord, that you have been in this service, and you're here for us, Lord, to get the help we need. Father, I pray that you help me, Lord, anoint me, Lord, oh God. Lord, I'm nothing without you. I need your touch. I need your help. Help us, Lord, oh God. Help us around these altars. Lord, and we never fail to give the praise. For we ask in your name we pray. And everybody say, amen. From his presence to his power. There is a difference. You're going to help me preach now, aren't you? There is a difference. I've been fortunate, I guess you can say, or maybe privileged in some instances to be in the presence and around some important people. Back in 2000, when Governor Bush come through Kentucky, I heard about where he was going to be at, and me and Dad decided to go to the park there where he was going to be at, and so we went there, and we heard him speak, and we saw him, and we were so excited. And matter of fact, when it was over, I realized which direction he was going to go, and so I went that direction and went around and stood in between a couple cars. Nobody was around, and when his motorcade went by, he went by, and I stood there and I waved, and you know what? There was nobody around, and he looked right at me. And he waved. Wow. I was in his presence. But you know what? He didn't know my name. To be honest with you, he probably didn't care. Come on here now. The furthest I got was his presence. I have been in parades or at parades and saw famous people go by and I knew who they were, and man, everybody was waving along with me and hoopla and hollering and all that stuff. I was there. Oh, I feel like preaching to you here, John. I was right there. But that's as far as I ever got, was just the presence. And I walked away, and man, what a story that I had to say. Hey, I heard President or Governor Bush. It was a wonderful thing. But that's where the story stops. It never goes no further. That's it. Oh, I feel like preaching here this morning or tonight. Hey, in this passage of scripture, here we have a woman with the issue of blood. She had been sick 12 long years. Time stood still. Now I want you to think back with me. 12 years, back to 2000, and think with me, real quick, all the things that's happened in 12 years. Man, oh man, hallelujah, May the 5th, 2000, hallelujah, we had already had two boys, and Sister Ruth, we knew they were going to be boys and all that, but we decided to wait this time and just see what happened. And so, man, I wanted a girl so bad. Oh, my goodness. I wanted one so bad because besides Dad at that time, he was the only one that had a son and a daughter. And so, man, I wanted to just, I wanted a girl. So May 5th, early in the morning, around 16 in the morning, how they kept this up all night long. Hallelujah. But all of a sudden, hallelujah, out comes Abigail Sue Brock.
Yeah.
And before the doctor could tell us, I already saw it. And I hollered out, "It's a girl!"
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And man, the excitement, the doctor kind of looked at me like, "Hey, that's my job. Well, too bad I beat you." Hallelujah. But hey, you know, the excitement, and now she's 12. But not just with my baby girl, but down over the last 12 years, man, you can hit the highlights. Huh? Not only me, but you can hit the highlights. Huh? Come on here now. You can hit the highlights of what took place in your life the last 12 years, and the fun you had, and vacations you had, the excitement that you had, the enthusiasm that you had, my oh my, highlights. But for her, the highlight rim was nowhere. There was no highlights. She didn't want to relive the last 12 years because every day was the same. Every month was the same. Every year was the same. The same old day over and over and over. I mean, hey, I feel pretty good here. Hallelujah. That's a good thing, Brother Dave. He knows what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hey, she'd go, and she'd get in the piggy bank. She'd get a few quarters or whatever and go to the doctor. Huh? And I'm waiting in the old doctor's lounge. Wait till her name was called and finally go back. And the doctor said, "Oh, I got just the remedy."
Yeah.
And the excitement.
Yeah.
And go to Walgreens and get filled. Come on here now.
Right.
And go home and take the medicine. Wake up the next day. Well, let's give it another day or two. And you know, and a few days go by, and
right,
a week goes by, and
no better.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
Come on here now.
Yeah.
And so she looked at the couch cushions and find the other pennies and dimes and nickels that she could, and go to that doctor, see what he had to say, Brother Blue, and try his remedy. That didn't work. And tried that doctor's remedy. That didn't work. And she went to several doctors and never got no better, but rather got worse. And worse. And worse. You see, she recognized her condition. She needed help. I would to God in these last days that people would recognize they need help. Oh, come on now. You're not getting no better. I said, you're not getting no better. Hey, you know that. Quit lying to yourself. You're not getting no better. You're rather getting worse. And she recognized, I gotta get better. I'm getting worse and worse and worse. Hallelujah. and with their hopes about gone, and just all exhausted all that she could, and had no more money to spend, and come on here now. All of a sudden, she hears something. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For you see, hallelujah, she didn't know it, but there was a man, a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And Jairus had a need too. And so he goes to where Jesus is. And so he gets Jesus and tells him, Lord, I want you to come and lay your hands on my daughter. She's sick. She needs to be made whole. And I know if you do that, I got all the faith in the world. She will be better. And so he goes, and Jesus comes with Jairus. And so they're making their way down to Jairus' house. And that's when the woman with the issue of blood, when she heard of Jesus. Woo! Ha ha. Hey, listen. She recognized she needed help. But I tell you what else she recognized. She recognized who he was. Oh, come on here now. Help me preach for just a little while. Hey, hallelujah. We got some that recognize their condition, but they don't recognize him. They don't recognize he's the one that can help them. And then we got others, they recognize Jesus. They recognize there is a God, but they don't recognize they need God. Come on here now. But you see, she recognized, hey, I need help. And guess what? Jesus is coming. I not saw him. Hey, I've not heard him, but I've heard about him. I've heard that he can do almost anything. Let me rephrase that. He can do anything. Not almost, he can do anything. She says, I've heard about him raising the dead. I've heard about him touching the lame and them walking, touching the blind and them seeing, touching the deaf and them hearing, touching the dumb and them talking. And hey, he's coming my way. Woo! I'm preaching on from his presence to his power. Stay with me. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. So, Jairus goes and gets him and brings him down the road. And he was coming down the road to Jairus' house. Huh? Come on here now. But when the woman with the issue of blood, it was there. Come on. You know what that tells me? His help for one never interferes with his help for another. Oh, come on here. How many preach? You see, he's got enough help to go around. Ah, hallelujah. I say he's got enough help to go around. Hallelujah. So, hey, hallelujah. She hears Jesus is coming. She's almost out of strength. She grabs her shawl, throws it over her shoulder. Huh. Hallelujah. Out the door, turns around and shuts the door behind her. Down the porch steps, out on the sidewalk. Here she comes. You see, her faith rested not upon what she saw, but her faith rested upon what she... Oh, I wish you'd help me preach here tonight. No wonder the Bible said we walk by faith. If we go by sight, oh my Lord, we'd be miserable. But thank God we go, hallelujah, by what we hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so here she comes. She came shrinking, but she was seeking.
Yeah.
Hey, come on here now. She come with a purpose.
Right.
Hey,
right.
When you left the house tonight to come to church, why'd you come? Why are you in this place tonight? Why are you in the house? Our brother Dave, it's Sunday night, and you know, we're always here Sunday night, and you know, we're just here. Huh, come on here now. Hallelujah. But she comes and makes her way. And when she rounds the corner, hallelujah, the old dusty road, you know what she faces? A crowd. A congregation. There wasn't nothing wrong with facing a congregation. They were there to hear Jesus. But she wasn't just there to hear Jesus. Come on here, help me preach. Come on. She wasn't just there to see everybody. She wasn't there to see everybody. When she left her house, the Bible says she said to herself, if I could just touch but his clothes. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, if I could just get to him, if I could just touch, to be frank, I don't even have to touch him. I only had to touch his flesh. Woo! Shut to my heart. If I could just touch.
Right, right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on here now. Hey, hey, hey. It's good to see everybody, she says. Hey, it's good to see everybody here tonight. Hey, but brothers, I really didn't come to see you. Hallelujah. Sisters, hey, I'm sorry I didn't come to see you. Hey, come on here now. I come here for a purpose.
Yes.
And that was the healer is in the house. I said the healer is in the house. Hey, and when I closed the door to my house, I realized the only strength I got, the last bit of strength I got, I'm not going to waste it on anything else but get to his power. Why waste the last little bit of strength I had on just fellowshipping? I've got to get help. I've got to get help. Hallelujah. And so she faces the crowd. And that's where we're at tonight. Huh. She faced what we're facing. We're in the congregation. We heard him speak. We heard the songs of Zion. She heard on. Come on here now. But she says, I came. Hey, he don't have to touch me. I didn't come for him to touch me necessarily. Come on here now. Hey, I didn't come for him to touch me, but I come to touch him. Woo! I come to get to him. I know he can come down to my level. But I didn't come for that. I come to touch him. And so, hallelujah, so she walks away. Hey, without any preliminaries, she makes her way to the crowd. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you here tonight, there's a time to say, excuse me, and pardon me later. come on here. Right now, the only thing on my mind, I got to get to him. Woo! Hey, I can say I'm sorry later. Hey, I can say excuse me later. Right now, I'm working my way to Jesus. Right now, I'm working my way. Hey, to catching him! Hallelujah. And she reaches. Hallelujah. And she touches the hem of his garment.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
And you know what? She recognized she needed help. Brother Blue, she recognized who he was. But when she touched him, you know what else she recognized? She recognized what she felt.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. She recognized. The Bible says she knew within herself, I'm better. Oh, come on here now. Hey, I'm better. Nobody had to tell her. I said nobody had to tell her. Hey, hallelujah. Come here, brother. Nobody had to say, hey, hallelujah. God touched you.
I know.
Huh? Huh?
Come on now.
Nobody had to say, ma'am, God really touched you tonight. Come on here now. God moved on you tonight. Hey, nobody had to tell her that. She knew it. She knew it for herself. And hey, I'm telling you here tonight. Hey, hallelujah. Will you put forth the effort? Hey, nobody's going to have to tell you either. You're going to know it for yourself that you made contact with Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Shut my heart. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. She felt, she knew within herself, she was made whole. And Jesus turned about in the press and said, who touched? Now look here. She set out just to touch his clothes, right? Is that what the Bible said? But what does he say? Who touched my clothes? That's what the Bible says. It don't say who touched me. It conveys to us that somebody set out to do what they wanted to do. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach. For Jesus said, who touched my clothes? Who did what they wanted to do? Hey, the proof is in the pudding. Hey, come on here now. Somebody did what they wanted to do. Hey, here we are tonight. Hey, are you really doing what you want to do tonight? Oh, come on here now. Help me preach. Hey, I said, are we really doing what we want to do tonight? Somebody put for the effort. And Jesus recognized the effort and confirmed it. I'm saying, who touched my clothes?
Hallelujah.
Come on here now. Come here, brother. Help me out. Lord, stand right here. Come here, guys. The whole row. Come here. Come on. Hallelujah. Y'all look good tonight, guys. My all fancy up. Here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand back here. Get close now. Get close. Get close. You're around here on the other side. Hallelujah. They were gathered around him. Come on here now. Hallelujah. They were pressing him. He said, who touched my clothes? Lord? Come on here now. Are you serious? You're really going? You really want to know who touched your clothes? Don't. Surely you see all the crowd of people. I mean, look at them. They're thronging you. And you really want to know who's touching your clothes? Oh, I feel like God's wanting to help somebody. If you really want help, the help is here tonight. Oh, yeah. Hey. You know what Jesus says? Jesus says, hey, somebody came here with a purpose. Somebody really meant to touch me. Not just press me or throng me, but somebody actually meant to touch me. Come on here now. Somebody had a purpose. Somebody had a reason to be here. Come on here now. Somebody had a reason to be in church tonight. Hey, somebody put forth the effort. Against all the crowd. Against all the multitude. Against all the thronging. Somebody actually went to make their way through and touch his clothes. And he knew it. I say he knew it. He always knows why you come. I say he always knows why you come. And he always keeps the category. Brother Boo, he always keeps a category. They're here pressing me. They're here talking to me. But who's in that one small category that came to touch me? And listen, stay with me. Stay with me. A few more minutes. Hallelujah. And so he turns around and says, who touched me? Lord, see on these? Yeah, but I felt virtue leave me. And the woman fearing and trembling. Hallelujah. When he turned around, the multitude scattered. And there he is, one-on-one. And you know what the Bible says? She told him all. She told him all the truth. You know what that means? Earlier, she didn't want to live the highlights. Earlier, she didn't want to talk about the highlights. There was no highlights. But now, after she came and she done what she set out to do, and she knew she was made whole. Oh, Sister Ruth, she tells him, I didn't want to tell nobody else. But to you, let me tell you what I've been going through. Oh, come on here now. Let me tell you what my affliction. Let me tell you how hard it's been. Oh, come on here now. Let me tell you what all I had to go through. Oh, hallelujah. All the bad times. All the hard times. All the tears I shed. All the times I felt like nobody knew where I was. I felt like I was all alone. She told him everything. And you know what? He stood there and listened to it all. Woo! I said he stood there and listened to it all. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hey, I said I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hey, and not only that. We stand up and we testify. Brother, we testify of how God saved us and what God's done for us and how good God's been. But can you imagine telling him all the truth, telling him all the bad times and all the hard times? But wait a minute, my story ain't over yet. Let me tell you how good I feel right now. Let me tell you, hey, not just by faith, but person to person, mano y mano, eye to eye. Hey, hallelujah, let me tell you, hallelujah, hey, as I would like to think about how hard the 12 days are, or 12 years were, how I then forgot about all that. I have been touched. Yes. By the hand of Jesus. Yes. I have been made whole. I have been set free. Pardon me a minute. Come on here now. Pardon me a minute. I know that you're crying around. Woo, hallelujah. I know that you're marching through all around. But let me tell you how good you are. Woo! Hey, come on here now. Let me tell you what you done for me. Come on here now. Thank you, brothers. Hey, and so here we are. The Bible said we're two or three are gathered together in my name. I will, not maybe, not, you know, we'll see, but I will be there. Hallelujah. And so that's his promise. And man, we hold on to that promise. And how many can testify to the fact that he's here? Come on now. Hey, come on, let me see your hands. Can you testify to the fact that his presence is here? But I come to tell you, there's more than just his presence. There's more to him than just being in his presence. You got to get to the power. I said, you got to get from here to just a little bit more, a little bit further. Reach out just a little bit more. I mean, after all, you come all this way. Hey, come on now. You got work this week coming up. You come out all this way. Why not reach out just a little bit further and get from his presence to his power? Hallelujah. Hey. Five more minutes and close. Then sometime back now, we lived in a little trailer. Five of us in a little two-bedroom trailer. And so we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday school, morning worship, out to eat. Anybody know what that's like? And then we did what all good holiness people do on Sundays. After they eat, we go home and yeah. So we went home, and Jamie got Nate and Elijah and Abigail to bed, and so we laid down, and man, she was sawing logs really quick. And I hadn't even got my chainsaw started yet. And you know, there we was, and I got to noticing this little ant on the wall. Stay with me. And so I watched that little ant. Where he come, I do not know. I know who made him, but I don't know where he come from. And so I noticed as he started climbing the wall, and I watched him. You know, I tried counting sheep, but it didn't work. So I thought, well, let's watch this ant. And so up the wall he goes, and I watched him as he got to the ceiling, and here he goes. There were six legs just a move across the ceiling. And I watched him as he got to the other side of the ceiling, and he hit the wall, and down the other wall he comes, and I lost him for a minute. But it wasn't just a couple minutes, and I found him again. And he was on top of the dresser. And before we laid down, I had just poured me a nice big glass of sweet lime Kool-Aid. My favorite kind of Kool-Aid. And sweet. I watched him as he made his way on the dresser, and I realized where he was going. He headed straight for that glass. Up the glass he goes, and down inside the glass he goes. And I watched him as he done backstrokes in my line. Come on here now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now normally I would have just went over to the wall, first wall, and take my thumb and sent him to Aunt Heaven. Come on here now. But I figured he went such a long way. Come on here now. To get to what he really wanted.
Yeah.
Who am I to stop the poor little ant from enjoying the fruits of his labor?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh.
Woo!
He come from a set to my heart, went to my eye. Hey! And for me, it was just 1, 2, maybe 3 steps. I could have got what I wanted. I got to enjoy the refreshment that I knew that lime Kool-Aid was. But for him, come on here now. Come on here now. Hey, I come to tell you here tonight. To some, you might not have to go as far to get what you want. But for others, you might have to travel a little distance. But the good news is, when you reach your destination, when you reach your destination, it's going to be just as sweet as if he only had to take 2 steps. Oh! That's how good his power is. I said, that's how good his power is. Oh, I said, that's how good his power is. Just a few more steps. I said, a few more steps, and you're there! And it'd be worth it all just to get what you wanted! Stand to your feet tonight. Sam followed him. for the fishes and loaves. And they followed him just to be part of the crowd. But, I wonder what it would be like. I wonder what it would be like if we realized we've come all this way for a reason. All we got to do, we acknowledge his presence is here. But you know what his presence is? His presence, Brother Mike Blue, is just a sign on the road telling you you're headed in the right direction. But don't stop. Don't stop. There's more to him than just his presence. That's a good start. Brother, that's a good start. But what we need is we need to be plugged up. It don't matter how close you get the cord to the plug-in. Hallelujah. The electric to the mechanical thing that you need to work is not going to work until you reach there and you plug it in. I wonder how many in this service tonight are so close that all they need to do is for them to just put forth a little bit more effort to get plugged in. And man, hallelujah, when you get plugged in and you feel the current, woo! When you feel the current, man, it's going to be worth it. Brother Dave, will you get a scripture for me, brother? I'm going to close. Luke chapter number 6, verse number 19. This is my desire for this altar call service. You know, I've been in Bristol and I've been at Grand City and I've been at March Meeting and in Richlands and you name it. There's not too many of them I haven't been to. I've been in church services. Man, when it seemed like this side over here come with the reason and they got to his power, but this side over here was just at his presence. And then you come back again and this side got to what they wanted to get to, and this side was just at his presence. But if we all could get to what it was in Luke 6:19, that would be, you talk about a service. Brother Dave, read it.
And the whole multitude sought to touch him.
Woo! You're not getting it. You're not getting it. The whole, everybody! I said everybody! Hey, we sing this song, everybody will be happy. You know why? Because we're all going to be able to touch him. Hey, but on this side of heaven, hey, the whole multitude, everybody sought to touch him. For they were virtue out of him, and he healed not just two or three, not just a few, but he healed everybody. Everybody, I said everybody. Asking you shall receive. Seeking you shall find. Knock and door shall. Brother Mike, is there a limit on that? No limit. It's there for you. All you gotta do is make up your mind. I'm not settling for just being part of the crowd. Here we are Sunday night. How many people are in service on Sunday night service? Multitude of thousands, but how many are gonna realize, I'm not gonna just sit up being part of the crowd. I'm getting what the power is. I'm getting what I need. It's right there. Father, I've done my best to preach the word here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for what I felt, Lord, here tonight. Lord, and I ask you, Lord, oh God, would you help us, Lord? Help us to realize, Lord, there is a difference. There is a difference. Lord, I just don't want to be so close and then go home the way I came. Woo! I want to make up my mind, no matter who's here, no matter how big the multitude is, no matter how big the crowd is, I'm going to do what I set out to do. I'm going to touch you. Help us, Lord, around these altars. In your name we pray. Amen. As they play and sing, hey, the altar's open. Is there anybody? I want to put a little bit more effort. Is there anybody in the house that would like to touch it?
If I could just touch.
Huh? Well, I want him to touch me. Well, that's good. But how about you put for the effort? If you make it up your mind, I'm going to touch it. But we already know, hey, if you make one step, he'll make two. But hey, I've got it in my mind that I am going to touch it. No matter what comes my way, no matter what obstacle I face, no matter how hard it is, no matter how many elbows I got to throw, hey, I'm going to do what I set out to do. I'm going to get my help. I'm going to go home different. Come on, church.
If I could just God, touch
help
him,
me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Rearrange my mindset.
If
Lord,
I, could just
I know in our bodies we get tired. I know we get worn out. I know it's Sunday night and there's so much going on Sundays. The Lord, hey, help me to be a part of mine that says, since I'm already here, I go home different. And ain't that what church is all about? way you come.
If I could just touch him.
To touch